Let's open our Bibles to Romans chapter 8, verse 19. We're going to talk about secrets to manifesting as sons of God. Secrets. I have about six or seven secrets that will show you the format of how you manifest as a son of God. There in Romans 8, 19, it says, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth. What are they doing?
Waiting.
For the manifestation of the sons of God. Now I say to you, that's a double fold revelation. In the end, the sons of God are manifest, but the Son of God can manifest now by maturing, by performing miracles, signs, and wonders, because they are matured sons and daughters of God. We remember we talked about Acts of John 1:12. You remember we talked about that? But many receive him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God. But you don't want to live your whole life just becoming a son of God. You want to manifest. Then we read in Romans 8:14. You remember? Turn there quickly. John 1:12, you probably need to turn there too. But as many as receive him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God. Then, it's not a contradiction here. In Romans 8:14, it's going further and deeper into sonship. I am a son, but am I a manifesting son? You see, the new birth has manifested in me, but am I manifesting as a son? So he said, for as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. In other words, your sonship is invalidated if you are not led by the Spirit. Even though you're a son, but your son or daughter doing nothing. You have to be led by the Spirit because you are a spiritual son, right?
Yes.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
And then 1 John 3. Turn now, 1 John 3. Not John Gospel, now 1 John 3. Don't mess my sermon up. 1 John 3. 1 John 3. I didn't get nothing now. I didn't see what he's talking about there in that verse. You're in the wrong gospel. You're not in the epistle. 1 John 3. Now notice what it says here. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. So it's a manner of love that we should be called the sons of God. Now, in other words, John pointed out, it's a privilege. He said, therefore, the world knows us not because they knew him not. I'll go on and read the other two verses because they're important. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. When?
Now.
And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And then the third voice tells us something about sanctification, which is the renewing of the soul, actually, because then the other part of the body, will be renewed if you renew the soul. And then he says here, every man that has this hope in him, purify himself even as he is pure. Now here's a very powerful insight on this. If you turn with me in Acts 17. Acts 17. We'll see a powerful insight because we're about to dig into secrets to manifesting as sons of God. Acts chapter 17. I was dealing with this and studying, and suddenly the Lord showed me something that would advance you so fast. Hallelujah for your enthusiasm.
Hallelujah.
You don't think the Lord can cause you to advance?
Yeah.
You better answer up then.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better answer up. When the Lord says he's going to advance you, you better have some expectation.
Yeah.
Because he can do it, my brothers and sisters. Yes, sir, he can do it right now. And you got to have expectation. You can't just mess around and tell him I have my Bible study. No, no, this book is God talking to you. All right, notice then Acts 17, verse 28, the other statement made, for in him we live and move and have our being. You see that? And then it says, as certain also of your poets have said, for we are also his offspring, or his sons and daughters, or his children.
Yes,
Now, I found this. I told you about this new translation of that called Passion. And this 28 verse read, I got them. They don't have it in the thing, but I got it where they can put it up there for you to see it. That's Acts 17:28. It is through him that we live and function and have our identity. Just as your own poet has said, our lineage come from him. Now that word identity is very important. These words, you need to write them down before I start. Identification would be one of the words. Creative is another one. Visitation is another one. Application is another one. All these things had to be done for to become a son. Manifestation, demonstration, and maturing is so important. I wrote as they were singing, the Lord spoke to me to help this lesson. Hear this very well. If you're not maturing as a son, you are a survivor. Yeah, I'm talking to you. If you're not maturing, and Luke 2:49 will help you. If you're not maturing as a son, you're living on survival. And I wrote the next thing, Luke 2:49, must be about my father's business. Most of the body of Christ are living by survival. They're not actually functioning as sons and daughters of God. Because if they are, if they were, God would be on the first page of their life. And he will see to it that his house is full. And that his word is spread before they ask for a car. Do you deserve a car? Are you going to look for somebody to tell them about Jesus in that car? Or are you going to ride and say, I got a nice car. God gave it to me. I know y'all don't like it. So the thing that I'm going to minister to you tonight, I wrote, this is a divine subpoena for your freedom to flow in your inheritance. All the pride and all the stuff, you're still not flowing in your inheritance as you should. This is a divine subpoena from God, this message. And that's why we have to try to spend so much time trying to get what is already ours. 90% of our time, we're trying to get what is already ours. But if you get busy about the Father's business, then you won't have to deal with this. This will start flowing. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
So we're going to deal with the secrets to manifesting as sons of God. And I wrote, I must release apostolic mysteries to release your sonship in supernatural fashion and glory to magnify our Father. I'm going to read that again because I want you to get it. I want you to get it. These are not words just wrote. I must release apostolic mysteries to release your sonship in supernatural fashion and glory to magnify our Father. Amen. That's what sonship is all about. Now, number one, go with me. The first secret, knowing how you was created to be creative. Knowing how you were created to be creative. A son must know that. A son must know that to create, they must be able to know how to walk, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, in their total being. If you look with me in Genesis chapter 1, the Father operated in the Trinity. The Father, he was there. Genesis chapter 1, the Father, he was there. But he didn't do nothing until a spirit moved on the face of the water. That's the Holy Ghost, isn't it? And then he spoke. That's the word, isn't it?
Yes.
That's the Trinity.
Yes, sir.
In a creative mode. You have that same mold in you, in spirit, soul, and body. You were built like the Trinity. And that's why I'm so glad now we're learning how to take care of our soul properly. Because that's a missing ingredient, a missing link for to get our bodies healed and get us back on base where we should be.
Amen.
Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
So just like the Father could not operate without the Trinity, you can't operate without yours. So that's why we have 1 Thessalonians. And I'm not going to the verse. In Genesis, you see where God didn't move till the Spirit started moving. And then you got John to back it up. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And nothing was made was not made without the Word.
Yes,
so, but the Word always connect with the Spirit. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, it'll make your petitions easier. It will make your decrees and your declaration easier. If you hear what I'm saying tonight, the survival and the struggle will leave you. Because you'll start getting manifestation, demonstration. You'll start creating things with your word. See? But the Father can't afford to let you create just blessing for you and your house. Then 1 Thessalonians 5, turn there, 23. The creative mechanism that is built in you is threefold, spirit, soul, and body. They have to be intact. Also put in your note, Romans 12, 1 through 3. They have to be intact. See, you save in your spirit, but your soul and your body not saved. But you can bring them into that salvation. And they can cooperate with your spirit and you turn into a God. Dominion and authority belong to the child of God. But if you don't know how to yield and you don't know how, here it is. You don't know how to put your total man in harmony. If your soul is not harmonious to your spirit, or if your body not harmonious to your soul, you got problem. You're no longer a God. You're just a human being. Now, this is what, it wasn't just playing Sunday school here. And the very God of peace sanctified. Now, the word sanctified, if you look in the Strong Concordance, it will talk about renewing your soul. Because you can't renew your spirit. And your body is not going to pay no attention to you if your soul not eating. So you see why you prayed sometimes and didn't get healed? And the very God of peace sanctified you how? Holy. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then the next verse, say he'll do it. He'll see to it that it happened. Then you have Romans 12. I got to take it to you. Romans 12, 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And verse 2 said, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove with that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And then look at verse 3. That's the Trinity right there. That's the Trinity. Verse 3. Look at verse 3. Romans 12, 3. Those two, you can put them together. Why y'all so slow back there? Romans 12, 3. You put them together. I see you got it. All right. For I say through the grace given to me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. But to think what? According to what? Now, if you're not aware of verse 1 and 2, your faith is not working. Now, I'm going to really hurt you here. And I don't care what you say. And no bastard can operate as a son. And if you live in a bastard lifestyle, and you're not yielding to the Father to do the things that they should, that's why your prayer is so weak. It's time that you be about the Father's business. It's not just what I can get, Lord, what I can do. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, He's a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. He become a creator. God designed you to be a creator, to create with your thoughts, with your words. Your words are creative. Your thoughts create an environment. Your words create an environment that is supernatural. Oh, no, you got to hear me. Your words has the ability to create environment that are supernatural. Your thoughts, are you talking on the inside, creating supernaturally? That's how you were designed as a son and daughter to create. You don't believe me? All right, you don't believe me? Turn to Romans 4:17. You look like you're looking at me like you don't believe me. You designed to call things that be not as though they were. Aren't you? I said, aren't you? Answer me. Turn to Mark 11:23. Yes, sir. Very, very, I said, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. Hear what he said? What? He didn't say a prayer about it all the week. What? Knowing, the first secret, knowing how you were created to be creative. If you take the word of God right, John 6:63, that word has divine substance in it. And John 6:63, it is the spirit that quickened it. The flesh profited nothing. Notice what he says about the word. The words that I speak unto you, they are creative. They are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. Secondly, the second secret of manifesting as a son of God, the first one that you're creative, right? Yes. The second one, and that's why I got that verse there in that Passion Bible. Let me read it to you again. In Acts 17:28, you know, it says in the King James, but in him we live and move and have our being. But notice what this translation says. It is through him that we live. That we do what?
Live.
And what?
Function.
Come on now, Claire. Live and function. And three things, and have our identity. Live, function, and have our identity. Live, function, and have our identity, right? The second thing you have to be aware of, now listen very carefully, because I'm going to say two words that may sound common, but tonight the Holy Ghost is going to pick them up. Being aware of your I am identity. In your sonship, the Father placed an I am identity. Whatever you say after I am got to come to pass. Turn with me, I'll show it to you in the Bible. Go to Galatians 2:20. Go to Galatians 2:20. We're not going to tell you something, just throw it out there. We want you to be aware that God have given you an I am identity. I am mean I'm whatever you need at any given time. Like father, like son. Like father, like daughter. But you have to know that. Your identification is an I am identification. Because your father is I am that I am. Amen. If you're living and moving and having your being in him, you're operating as an I am. Amen. I am blessed.
I am strong.
I am victorious.
I am victorious.
I am free.
I am free.
That in Galatians 2:20 now. Look at the first two words. Now, let's explain, good God Almighty, your I am identity. Let's explain it now in that same verse. What am I identified with? Who am I identified with? What make me so strong? What make me so bold? What make me know I can't lose? Here, Galatians 2:20, going to define your I am identity. What you identified with. What fuel you're using. What power you got the right to use. What ability you can use. What right you have to move like you never going to lose. We're not talking about funship. We're talking about sonship. Nobody want to go to church just to have fun. You could have went to the zoo. You don't come to the church for activity. You come to the church to be activated. My job is to teach you to activate you in your power, in your divine rights. Not to entertain you. Make you feel good as a loser. I got to let you know you're losing. Get up, start swinging. I must not ask you how you feel, because if you're feeling wrong, you did it. You're in charge of your emotion. You can't wake up in the morning and let the devil tell you how you're going to feel. That's not his business. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
And I'm going to be blessed all day.
So get the hell
on
up out of here.
I'll get some attention after a while. Put that I am back up there, because it's identification. I am. You see that? Say I am. Say I am. Say I am. Now don't let this fool you. The next word. Don't let this fool you. Because they're taking you somewhere that you couldn't get there without this word. I'm crucified with Christ.
Nevertheless.
In other words, it says that's only part of my identity. So nevertheless, I live. Here's another good part. Yet not I, but Christ living in me. Now my question is, had you ever seen a time in the gospel where the Son didn't manifest? Had you ever seen a time where Jesus tried to manifest and he couldn't? I know about the unbelief. That wasn't Jesus. That was people didn't believe. He was a manifester. Every miracle, every sign he attempted to do came to pass. That Sam DNA is in you. You're a partaker. See, we've let the world lower our value. They call us church folks. And they have lowered our value, but we're coming back up. So when you go to function in power, they'll recognize that you got something they don't have. Make them ask for it. You live so powerful, they start asking. They're not asking for it. Come here. Can I talk to you? Come here. Let me talk to you a minute. Why are you so assured of yourself? Why you don't get in them little conversation over there with them people talking about how bad things going? Because nothing going bad with me. I'm crucified with Christ. I am. That's my I am identity. I am. When he hung on the cross, I hung with him. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Now, we're talking about our identification. And the life which I now live in the flesh. What? I live by the faith of the Son of God. Now, it goes into the resurrection. Who loved me and gave himself for me. See, the crucifixion never is fulfilled without the resurrection. Turn to Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. And then the next verse here, I will not If you're not functioning as a son, you're frustrating the grace of God. It's a disgrace for you to be born of the Spirit and living only in the flesh. And asking this world to help you. We shouldn't do that. That I may know him. So, you can't fully know him unless you know the whole story. We've been at the cross, but we haven't gone by the grave enough to see the resurrection. We've been pleading the blood, but not without the power. And it's dunamis power. What is dunamis power? Power to perform miracles and have an excellent soul. That's what it means if you look it up. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. See, and the fellowship of his suffering. Nothing can't come too hard for me. Because he paid it all. So you see here, be aware of your I am identification. Now, you know, I don't have time to stay there all night, but be sure you understand Ephesians 1:17. Turn there a minute. I'm going to touch a little bit because I got to get some other points out of it. 30, almost a half hour already in one point, look like. Ephesians.
Hallelujah.
You see, now I trust the Holy Ghost to help you. Not just what I'm saying. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by his Spirit. It's not by the eloquence of speech, but the Holy Ghost. You say something to a person, then the Holy Ghost awaken it. Woo! Awaken it on the inside of them. And they come to the point, I really have this. See, that's the Holy Ghost's job to help me. See, I feel his presence up here now. I've gotten blessed. These few minutes. Glory to God. You know we're not a local ministry. So this is going all over the world tonight. Giants are sleeping because of not knowing this. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help every person to see, to hear, and understand. And receive this impartation tonight. I'm going to go ahead in Ephesians 1 just a minute to emphasize something. In verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly place. You seated with him. Yes, Ephesians 2:6. You seated with him. Yes. Say, I'm seated with him.
I'm seated with him.
Far above. Good God Almighty. All principality and power and might and dominion. And every name that is named. Good God Almighty. And not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And not only that, class, look at verse 22. And have put, now every time when he says this about Jesus, when I'm walking in my I am identity, he's talking about me. And have put all things, everything under my feet. How you got way up there to challenge me? You don't know I know who I am? I call you down. You can't come up here talking about I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if y'all can handle this, but I'll put it out. When you're talking to me, you're talking to Jesus. When you come against me, you're coming against the Holy Ghost. You under that? When you know how to function in your sonship, you become bold as a lion. Satan don't have nobody to face you up. Because you already have defeated him. But you have to know that. Whatever he's saying, you say, I am opposite. He said, you're sick. You say, no, I am well. I am blessed. I am whole. You see it? Young man, you're seeing this? I believe you've seen better than some of these other ones. Sit down, let me give you another one. Turn to Matthew 3. You got your shouting clothes on? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know how much you're enjoying it, but I'm enjoying preaching it. Yeah, because I know it's going to turn the lights on many saints of God who want to go, they're going to get it. Yeah, yeah. The third, not only do you're creative as a son, not only that you have the I am identification, but then now get ready for your visitation. Because you're going to be visited different now. And I'm going to give you a threefold look at it, which is going to bless you. Jesus knew his identification, and he knew his creative ability. Wonder why God chose to call us the same thing that he called him, sons of God. Because we got the same identification mark, and God placed the same abilities in us. All Jesus had that we didn't have, we got a perfect spirit. He had an excellent soul and an excellent body. But I'm teaching you how to have an excellent soul and an excellent body, and you could operate just like him. Get ready for your what? Visitation, right? All right, here, what kind of visitation you're going to have tonight, and this visitation is going to change your whole platform. Because you need to have the same visitation that Jesus had when he was on earth. The Father visited Jesus. Why? Because Jesus was operating as a man. And so he left there in Matthew's, good God Almighty, 3:16. Open heaven. The Holy Spirit. And I keep hearing a voice giving me divine instruction. I keep hearing a voice telling me how to live beyond normal. I keep hearing a voice telling me I got this. My sheep hear my voice. They will not follow a liar who telling them they're not going to make it. They will not follow a voice that tells them they're a failure. No, I just made a mistake. I'm not a failure. And then it's corrected. You're not reading your mail. You didn't get the text. I confess that. See? Y'all doing all the other texting. Y'all to text the devil. Notice this, if you please. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went straightway up the water. Verse 16, Lord, what happened? The heavens were opened unto him. Oh, my God, sons and daughters, has the heavens opened to them? Say, I have the heavens open to me. God, dog, how can I lose if I got the heavens open to me? I don't have to knock. I have divine rights. When I need, extra strength. Out of open heaven comes the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Do not get Sunday school and sonship mixed up. It's time to stop just reading the Bible and live it and give it. And not only was the heaven open unto him, he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. Now, God wouldn't be fair if he called me a son if I can't have an open heaven and I can't have the dove lighting on me. He expect me to do the same thing. God expect you to do the same thing Jesus did. Yeah, you don't need to die on the cross. That's already paid for. Don't get stupid. You know, some people talk about, they don't need another Savior. I mean, that's done. He needs you to do the work of the ministry now because the cross had paid for everything. Notice verse 17. Now, those three things, I ought to call somebody to tell me them three things back. The third thing could happen. And lo, a voice from heaven. Now, come on, now get ready. Because we thought this next statement was only for Jesus. But I read to you 1 John 3:1, beloved. We beloved too. What did that voice say? This is my beloved son. My question is, and I can answer my question myself, can he say that about you? Are you really receiving what you should be receiving, living under open heaven? Are you really operating like you should operate with the dove sitting on your shoulder? Can God say tonight that you are his beloved son because he can trust you? You're going to do exactly what he said for you to do? After tonight, you got to have a real visitation. You got to know if these three things working. Am I under open heaven? Am I yielding to the Holy Ghost? Am I obeying the voice I'm hearing? Oh my goodness. Heavy, heavy hang over the head, huh? Whew. Whew. Hallelujah. Give me Ephesians 2:10. First in the King James Version, then in the Amplified. I want to make a statement for number four. By faith, making strong application of your sonship. By faith, making strong application of your sonship. In other words, obeying the Father. Yes, now, for we are his workmanship, Ephesians 2:10, created in Christ Jesus under what? I got a secret I'm going to tell you about this. And you will be promoted instantly. And your affairs will change instantly. I'm going to share this secret with you. And you're going to make a reversal. And you're going to put A where A is supposed to be and B where B is supposed to be. Because you're messing up the alphabet if you got B before A, because you show anybody to know A, B, C. But you got B, D, C. Spiritually. I'm finna get a spiritual alignment. You're about to make an adjustment, all right? For we as the workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Now watch what the Amplified Bible says. Now watch what happened, because I'm going to show you a secret. For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works. That we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them. living a good life, which he prearranged. And made ready for us to live. Now I want to deal with good. What good came first? Good what? Oh, good work came before the good life? Come on now, class. The sound of this is heavy, heavy hang over our head. See, the good, that's why I got you, that's why you got them cards. Free yourself up. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things will be added to you. We're trying to get stuff added and have them seek. Come on, not just helping you. I'm not against you, but I'm just trying to rise you to another level. By faith, making strong application of your sonship. Following the path in the good work, the greater work, the greatest work that he sent you to do, and then God become responsible for you to live the good life. Now, what the church been trying to get? Tell me the truth. I can't hear the rest of y'all. Good life. We want the good life. We're the word of faith, charismatic. We want the good life. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Ya, cha, 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 cha. What about the good work? Then you got John 14, 10. Oh, go down 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. He gave us the name. He gave us the Holy Ghost to do the good work. See, the works that I do, John 14, 12, show you doing greater works. Indeed, shall you do, because I go to the Father. I'm going to send you somebody to help you do the good work. How many of y'all have a job you go on every week? Hold your hand up. Hold your hand. Let me talk to you. And as Christians, you're supposed to try to do a good job. And at the end of the day, or the end of the month, or the first of the month, what you expecting? Oh, some of y'all want sage. You know you're looking for that check now. A paycheck. But what you had to do first?
Work.
How many of y'all got the check before you work? Oh, nobody paid y'all before y'all did anything? It's a sad comparison, but it is a comparison. By faith, making strong application of your sonship. Good works, the good life. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The secret of ministering, manifesting as sons of God. Manifestation will start flowing more than you can keep up with. When you push sonship, sonship push you. There in 1 Corinthians 2. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 2. One of my favorite chapters. Studied as a Baptist boy, preacher. Find out that I couldn't preach in word only, but in power and the Holy Ghost and much assurance.
Yes,
you got to stop operating in your sonship, not in word only.
Amen.
First Thessalonians, you find that. 1 and 5, or 2 Thessalonians 1 and 5. Our words didn't come, my preaching didn't come to you in word only, but in power, in the Holy Ghost and much assurance. Paul said, yeah, my preaching was not enticing words of man wisdom, but in demonstration of the spirit and of power. The Trinity is found in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. That's your assignment.
Yes, sir.
What?
Yes,
You have the ability to do everything Jesus did. Notice the sixth verse. And my Bible captures the wisdom of God. Then the first part of that chapter talks about faith in God's power. Sixth verse, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Now you see, my sisters and brothers, this is so important. That word perfect is complete and mature. You see, if you sit in here, corner, my preaching is ignorance. Because you can't catch it. You're looking for me to rhyme something or be poetic about something. But I'm telling you about power, your sonship power. I say your sonship power. And so immature people, Galatians chapter 4, write that down, 4, 1 through 6, I believe. Immature people can't operate in sonship. They really don't know what belonged to them. Now notice the sixth verse in 1 Corinthians 2. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are complete, those are matured enough to handle it. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. Everything coming to naught but God's wisdom. Amen. I don't care how much you lack it. I don't care how much you text. The text over when Jesus called this thing to the end. But we speak the wisdom of God how? Even the hidden wisdom, right? Even the hidden wisdom was God ordained before the world unto what? Unto his glory?
Our glory.
But as is written, eyes have not seen, ear nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yeah, the deep things of God. And I'm going on that chapter, you know. He said, the natural man not going to receive it. But I want you to see this. Manifestation will start flowing in your life after the night if you don't shed it all. See, I know what I'm talking about. I haven't just read it. I haven't just spoken to you. I'm living it. As a son, you've got to become more hungry. You got to become more thirsty for God. How deep is your thirst for God? Remember, I told you God won't let you put him on his list. God get on no man's list. I got so much time for this. And God, you're going to put you right here. No. God said, take my name off. I want you 24 hours a day. Not only manifestation will start flowing, class, demonstration will get stronger. 1 Thessalonians 1:5. 1 Corinthians 2, I just read it, 1 through 5. Those two combination of scriptures are sonship privileges. Apostle Paul tried to explain to us how it worked. First of all, he said in 1 Corinthians 2, he's talking about faith in God's power. Say faith in God's power. See, a son must have faith in God's power. Here it is. And I, brother, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech. It ain't there. Of worldly wisdom. It's not there. Declaring unto you the testimony of God. Then he said in verse 2, you with me? For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's the only thing going to make this thing work. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. That's the fear of the Lord. That's the awesomeness of God. Paul knew the awesomeness of God and what a privilege to be under him. And so he wasn't taking credit for none of that power.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Then Paul said, how he preached. And my preaching and my speaking and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power. Why? You're back to your I am identification. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but what? Now look at 1 Thessalonians. Look at 1 Thessalonians. Hallelujah. Look at 1 Thessalonians 1:5. Sonship must be here. Sonship. This is a mark that sonship must know when they speak. Things got to happen. You know what Romans 1:16 says? For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God under salvation, meaning deliverance, victory to everyone who need it. But here Paul give us why his ministry was so powerful. For our gospel came not unto you in word only. If you're a son, if you're speaking word only, you're not complete. That's what he gave the Holy Ghost to you for. But also, yeah, I'm going to use the word, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost, you see it?
Yes,
and in much assurance. Then he said, you know what manner of men will among you for your sake, if you're matured enough. If you're matured enough, you'll recognize who's ministering to you. It's beyond that poison. If you're matured enough. If you're matured enough, you'll recognize that you're not in a normal Wednesday night Bible study. If you're matured enough and catch a hold of the wave of the Spirit that is moving through here. So my sonship is creative. My sonship is aware. I wear the I am identity. I am cover everything, you know. And then I have the golden privilege to have visitation from heaven. The Holy Ghost will visit me in a special way. Huh? And then I missed a point, because if you operate in your sonship, the voice won't just be saying anything. The voice said, Leroy Thompson Sr. is my son, my beloved son, and I'm well pleased. Not due credit, but yielding, submitted. He first.
Yes,
he last.
Yes.
He in between.
Yes.
You've never lived until you have this kind of thrill.
Yes.
Don't put him out on the porch till Good Friday. Nobody, I'm closing, but the Holy Ghost can help you to get what I spoke to you tonight. You're going to need the Holy Ghost to help you to understand what God is saying to you tonight. I'll give you a secret. The spirit of defeat has risen in Satan's camp when you recognize you're a son of God. Just like he know he couldn't keep Jesus down, he know he can't keep you down. But do you know? And that's my job. I'm trying to make you know. Everything you're dealing with. You listening?
Yes, sir.
That was the third day.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
He just can't keep you down.
No.
You rise as a son.
Yes, sir.
The resurrection power is on the inside of you, in your divine nature. Visitation. We talked about visitation, right? What happened? The heaven opened. The dove land. And the voice speak. Tell me anybody in here, you're a Christian, if you're dealing with something, then you have those three things happen. It's over. Heaven belongs to you while you're here on earth. You can live a heaven lifestyle now in the spirit. Bring it to the soul. Bring it to the body. Lord, you know, you can say to him, you've been doing what he told you to do. Lord, I need a visitation. Lord, I need the heaven open right now. And give me divine instruction of how to deal with this. Then, Lord, I need some more power. Then the Holy Ghost come. He's the power bringer. Then, God, really, I need to hear your voice. I need instruction. I'll do exactly what you tell me to do. See, the putting mud on a blind man's eye wasn't kosher. But that's what God told the son to do. Pouring water in the barrel wasn't kosher. But you got to work by faith. That's what God told him to do. How it turned out. How it turned out. Best wine, wasn't it? How the blind man come out? Came back seeing, didn't he? Uh-huh. Some of y'all been missing God by trying to be so direct and so courteous and so proper. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. When you walk in the spirit, you do what he said do. He'll make it happen. Sometimes when God tell you to do something out of the ordinary, he's bypassing your fear. See? God don't always operate in A. He operate in Z. Because it is finished. I'm prompt to tell you tonight, everything you're dealing with, it is finished. In your favor. Say, it's finished in my favor. Nobody can change that. In the name of Jesus. God's going to tell you exactly what to do. He's going to tell you what to say. He's going to tell you when to be still. He's going to tell you when to run. He's going to tell you when to shout. He's going to tell you, shut your mouth up. Be still and know I'm God. I'll be exalted among the heathen. Your sonship is rising this very night. You don't have to depend on your own ability. You have a God that can't be hammered. Lift your hand and praise him. He deserved to be praised. A God like this deserved to be praised. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Things are being changed right now for you. Yes, sir. The heaven opened over us right now. Glory to God. Let the dove land tonight up in here, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We receive the Holy Ghost landing in here tonight. And we want to hear your voice. I came here to get a little Bible teaching, Lord, but I got something more in that tonight. I'm going to function as a son in power, in the Holy Ghost, in the God kind of wisdom. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. It is not over until I win. I am strong. I am powerful. I am loving. Good God Almighty.
I'm a winner.
Maybe seated.